The Story of the Fox and the Crow. One bright sunny morning, as the fox was following his sharp nose through the wood in search of a bite to eat, he saw a crow on the limb of a tree overhead. Now, this wasn't the first crow that Mr. Fox had ever seen, but what made him look a second time was that the lucky crow held a bit of cheese in her beak. No need to search any farther, thought the sly Master Fox. Here is a dainty bite of cheese for my breakfast. I shall see if I can get it. Up he trotted to the foot of the tree in which the crow was sitting, and looked up admiringly. He cried, "Good morning, beautiful creature." The crow, her head cocked on one side, watched the fox suspiciously, but she kept her beak tightly closed on the cheese and did not answer his good morning. "What a charming creature you are," said the fox. "How your feathers shine! What a beautiful form, and what splendid wings! Such a wonderful bird such as you should have a very lovely voice, since everything else about you is so perfect. If you could sing just one song, I know I should hail you as queen of the birds." Listening to all these flattering words, the crow forgot all about her suspicions, and also about her breakfast of cheese. She wanted very much to be called queen of birds. So she opened her beak wide to utter her loudest caw, "Ah! Ah!" and down fell the cheese straight into the fox's open mouth. "Thank you," said Master Fox sweetly as he walked off. "Though it is cracked, you have a voice, sure enough. But you're not very smart. I have eaten your breakfast now, because you were stupid enough to listen to my flattery."